Morn.
其实呢，不只是有忧虑啦，平常我们就要跟主耶稣常常保持交通。
But not only we have to mourn, we also have to have communion with God in our daily lives.
他要我们用祷告、祈求跟感谢，将我们所要的告诉神。
He wants us through prayer, petition, and thanksgiving to tell him what we need.
那我们晓得祷告的重要的内容就是要赞美神。
And we know that the important content of the prayer is to praise God.
就将荣耀归给神。
That is to give the glory to God.
那保罗继续谈到说要祈求。
And Paul continues to talk about petition.
祈求呢，就是在神的面前倾心吐意。
Petition is to tell everything to God.
虽然主耶稣曾经说，我们还没有祈求的之前呢，天父就知道我们的需要。
Even though the Bible tells us that before we ask God, God already knows what we need.
可是呢，我们愿意自己跟神来诉说。
But if we are willing to tell God what we need,
也是表示我们对神的信任啊。
That means that we trust God.
撒母耳记上第一章这边。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
这边记载撒母耳先知的母亲哈拿。
1 Samuel chapter 1 talks about the mother of Prophet Samuel, that is Hannah.
她因为不能生育。
And because she could not bear any children.
结果这个事情使她遭受很大的痛苦。
And she was in great sorrow.
在这个犹太人的社会里面。
In a Jewish society.
当一个姐妹她结婚之后。
After a woman get married.
如果不能生孩子。
If she cannot bear any children.
那会给她一个很大的压力。
And she will have a lot of pressure.
甚至呢，人家会认为说你是不是有做坏事情。
And people might think that she has committed sin.
那是神在惩罚你啊。
And that is why God is punishing her.
因为旧约给我们的观念，儿女是神所赐的产业。
Because in the Old Testament, children are regarded as a gift from God.
这个也是一个犹太人认为是蒙福的一个证明啊。
And this is the evidence of blessing.
结果不能生育会给一个妇女很大的压力。
Therefore, if a woman cannot bear any children, she will receive a lot of pressure.
尤其当时哈拿的先生又有另外一个太太。
Especially at that time, the husband of Hannah had another wife.
另外那个太太会生育啊。
And this other wife could bear children.
那就更加证明是她不能生了、啊，是哈拿不能生育、啊。
And the more it proves that Hannah could have none of the children.
结果另外一位太太又常常借这个机会就欺负她。
And this other wife used this opportunity to bully Hannah.
所以她呢心里很痛苦。
And therefore Hannah was in great sorrow.
就利用到这个圣殿去敬拜神的时候。
So Hannah used the time when she went to worship God.
她就找时间特别去跟神祷告。
And she used the time especially to pray to God.
她这样讲。
And she said so.
我们撒母耳记上第一章十五节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 15.
中文圣经旧约335面。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 15.
十五节。哈拿回答说：“主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。”十六节，
16.
不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。哈拿她将她自己的痛苦在神面前倾心吐意。
Hannah was pouring out all her sorrows in front of God.
那哈拿呢？她祷告的时候动嘴唇不出声音呐、啊。
However, she was praying in silence.
所以我们有人就说，你看哈拿动嘴唇不出声音，你看她都蒙神垂听啊。
And some people might argue that it's okay to pray in silence.
所以我祷告求圣灵，我就念在嘴里面，不要念出来。
So they say that when I pray for the Holy Spirit, I just pray in silence.
你们看，我们知道哈拿为什么动嘴唇不出声音呢、啊、
？But do you know why Hannah prayed in silence?
所以呢，当时的祭司以利他以为她喝醉酒。
And that's why Prophet Eli thought that Hannah was drunk.
这个女孩子不正经，喝醉酒还跑来祷告。
And he thought that Hannah was not a good person. That's why she was drunk, and she still come to the temple to pray.
那Hannah说不是啊，我是心里愁苦啊。
But Hannah replied that she was in deep sorrow.
又被人家欺负哦，这个很痛苦。
And because others bully me, therefore I'm in deep grief.
而且她祷告的是因为她不能生，求一个孩子啊。
And also, I cannot bear any children.
那我们刚刚说过了，那个背景之下，这个事情她不好意思讲出来啊。
And under the background, she did not have the courage to say so.
她总不能在神面前就大声哦，那圣殿里面还有很多人呐、啊，那大声的说啊，我不能生哦，神啊，你就让我生个孩子哦，那别人听到说，哎呦，这个不能生的哦。
Because she was in the temple and there are many people there, therefore she could not cry out loud to the Lord that she could not bear any children.
啊，所以她只动嘴唇不出声，就是因为这样子。
And that was why she prayed in silence.
可是呢，心里面真的很迫切。
But however, she was praying fervently in her heart.
啊，所以她说她在神的面前倾心吐意。
And she was pouring out her soul to the Lord.
啊，所以我们能够愿意跟神来讲。
So if we are willing to pour out our soul to the Lord,
我们知道神已经知道，只是经过我们自己讲出来。
Even though we know that Lord already knows, but if we are willing to speak out,
表明我们对神的一个信靠信任啊。
It proves our reliance to God.
像说我们的小孩啊，我们规定他晚餐之后只能吃一颗糖。
For example, we limit our children to have only one candy after dinner.
可是呢，他吃完一颗还想吃啊。
But after he has one candy, he wants another one.
我们就看到他手搓来搓去，眼睛像什么样的糖果罐，然后走来走去。
And we will see him looking at the candy and walking around.
我们晓得他又想吃嘛，对不对？
Therefore, we know that he wants another candy.
是不是在还没有求之前你就知道了
？So before he asks you, you already know what he's thinking.
可是我们如果他愿意开口说，妈妈，我再吃一颗好吗
？But if he's willing to say, Mother, can you give me another candy?
好不好嘛，就一颗嘛。
Please, can you just give me another one?
然后拉着你，好不好嘛，好不好嘛，就一颗啦。
And just dragging you, please, Mom, just give me another candy.
我看很少做妈妈的真的会拒绝他的。
And I'm sure that most mothers are willing to give the child another candy.
就像这样，我们晓得小孩子想要要求什么，可是愿意讲出来，因为我们做父母的都很高兴啊。
So we know what the children want, but if the children are willing to tell us what his need is, then we are happy.
那个亲子关系，我们就觉得很亲密啊。
That means that we have an intimate relationship with our children.
他如果都不讲，不跟我们讲，我们明明知道，就不讲，我们觉得，你怎么都不跟我讲
？However, if our children is not willing to tell us anything.
所以我们跟神，我们说是天父啊，是我们在天上的父亲啊，也是这样子啊。
Then our heavenly Father is just like this.
我们愿意啊，将我们需要的跟他祈求。
If we are willing to tell him what we need.
这样子我们能够得到天父的喜悦。
Then we'll be pleasing in the eyes of God.
所以哈拿呢，她把她的痛苦在神面前倾心吐意。
So Hannah was pouring out her soul to the Lord.
虽然神已经知道她的痛苦啊。
Even though God already knows her sorrow.
哈拿还是愿意来跟神讲明。
But she was willing to tell God everything.
并且在她的祷告当中。
And in her prayer.
我们发现到一点。
We can discover something.
这种倾心吐意，这种祈求呢，是单纯的把自己的事跟神讲。
Her petition was very simple and pure.
她没有去埋怨别人。
She did not murmur against God.
她又没有去抱怨神啊，为什么这么不公平
？And she did not think that God was unfair.
因为我们看到撒母耳记上第一章里面，她的先生他们这个家是敬拜神的一个家庭。
We can see from Samuel chapter 1 that the family of Hannah worshipped God.
或者是我们在这个历代志上的族谱里面。
Or from the Chronicles.
我们可以看到说，这个撒母耳，这个他父亲呢，他是个利未人。
We can see that the father of Samuel was a Levite.
那在撒母耳记上第一章这边称他们为以法莲人。
And in chapter 1 of the book of Samuel says that they were from Ephraim.
那很可能就是他们是利未人被派到以法莲支派这个地方。
And it's possible that they were sent to the place of Ephraim.
因为利未人他们必须分散到犹太人十个支派里面。
Because the Levites have to be distributed in the 10 different tribes of the Israelites.
教导十二支派每个支派能够敬拜神。
So that they could teach the tribes to worship God.
说起来他们这个家族是在侍奉神的。
And therefore their family worships the Lord.
是有在做圣工的。
And they also do the divine work.
可是呢却仍然有一个遗憾。
But it's unfortunate.
这个哈拿她在这个家庭里面她不能生育。
The Hannah could not bear any children.
有时候我们会因为这样子就不满意了。
And sometimes because of this, we might feel unfair.
为什么我曾经热心，我曾经做最为主付出。
You might think that I've worked so hard for the Lord.
啊，或者是我们家庭都是侍奉神做圣工的。
And our whole family serves the Lord.
啊，为什么不能得到这个福气？
Why can I not receive this kind of blessing?
哎，啊，我们如果这样想啊，有怨言，那真的你就不能蒙福了。
If we think in this way and we murmur against God, then we will not receive the blessing.
我们该像学习哈拿一样。
We should learn from Hannah.
哎，还是在神面前哈，诚心诚意的祷告。
In front of God, we pray with a sincere heart.
啊，仍然愿意信靠神。
We are willing to believe in God.
而且我们看到撒母耳的父亲以利加拿。
And we can also see that the father of Samuel.
哎，他还是哦，带着全家人哈、哦、按照律法所规定的啊、哦，到圣殿去敬拜神。
He brings the whole family to the temple according to the law to worship Lord.
好、哦，没有因为说神没有给他们这个满足的恩典，那他们就哇，啊、哦、就软弱了。
He did not become weak because God did not give them the blessings.
哎，当然我们看到这个家庭也是有个问题的哈、哦。
Of course, we can see a problem in this family.
哎，可是哈拿呢，在这个情景当中，她的祷告没有对神埋怨。
But however, when Hannah was praying, she did not murmur against God.
而且她没有跟神哈、哦、啊、哦、去诉说啊，你看呐、啊，那个谁都欺负我了。
And she did not tell God that the other wife was bullying her.
哎，她的祷告当中是单纯哦，我的问题在哪边，求神来帮我解决。
Her prayer was very simple and pure.
哎，所以这种祈求、这种祷告哈、啊，这个动机、这个精神也很重要。
So the motive of our petition is very important.
主耶稣曾经讲了一个比喻。
The Lord Jesus once gave us a parable.
哎，那个祷告能不能蒙神垂听啊
？That is whether your prayer will be answered by God.
跟你的态度很有关系。
It'sstrictly related to your attitude.
我们看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第九节。
Luke 18 verse 9.
路加福音十八章第九节。
Luke 18 verse 9.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。第十节。
10.
说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。十一节。
2011.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告，说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。12节。
12.
我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。13节。
13.
那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说。”神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。14节。
14.
我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义的，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。啊，所以就说两个人，一个法利赛人，一个税吏去祷告。
Here Jesus talks about the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
啊，税吏在犹太人社会被看作是罪人。
Tax collector is a kind of sinner in the society.
因为他们替罗马政府收税。
Because they received tax for the Roman government.
主耶稣的时代，犹太人被罗马帝国统治啊。
In the time of Jesus, the Jewish people were controlled by the Roman Empire.
啊，然后啊，罗马政府要收税。
And the Roman Empire, they want to collect tax.
哎，他们就好像哦，用发包工程了哦，就是将这个工作说，看谁要来帮我收税啊。
So they will ask who is willing to do this kind of job.
哎，然后呢？哦，这个税吏他就来接这个工作。
And the tax collector would take this job.
哎，比如说在温哥华这个地区哈。
For example, in Vancouver.
哦，那个税吏说，我要跟你跟罗马政府你哈、哦，我可以收到100万的这个税收。
For example, the tax collector is going to collect 1 million of tax from the people.
啊、哦。那他就有底下有十个人，比如有十个人在帮他收税。
And for example, there will be 10 people under this tax collector.
我们在圣经里面有提到一个爱海的人叫撒该，有没有
？Do you remember a Bible character in that Zacchaeus?
撒该啊，他想看主耶稣，爬到桑树上啊。
And he wanted to see Jesus. That's why he climbed up the tree.
哎，这个撒该是税吏长。
And he was a chief tax collector.
哎，然后他，比如说他底下有十个人帮他收税。
And for example, there are 10 people under him.
哦，这是十个税吏。
And there will be 10 tax collectors.
哦，因为他要向罗马政府哦缴100万的这个税收。
And because he has to give the Roman Empire 1 million of the tax.
难道他就乖乖的只收100万吗？
So do you think he only collects 1 million?
当然不止啊。
Of course not.
他还要赚啊。
He wants to gain some profit.
所以他十个手下可能本来每个人哈、哦、就收10万就好了。
So for example, each person will have 100,000.
他就跟他们讲，你们每个人要收15万哈、啊。
But they will tell him that you have to collect 150,000.
有时候可能更多，20万哈、啊。
Or even more, 200,000.
我只要交给罗马政府100万，其他都是我的嘛。
So you just give the Roman Empire 1 million, and the rest they will keep it for themselves.
啊，那底下这十个税，难道乖乖的收15万给他吗？
And would all these 10 tax collectors just give 150,000 to the chief collector?
可能他们跟人家收的是20万呢、啊。
For example, they receive 200,000 from this people.
他也要赚呐、啊哦。
And they also want to gain some profit.
哎，所以犹太人把他当作罪人，就是这样。
And that's why the Jewish people consider them as sinners.
你帮罗马政府欺负自己同胞。
You're helping the Roman Empire to bully your own people.
而且又贪污。
And you're greedy.
啊、哦，所以犹太人很讨厌税吏。
Therefore, the Jewish people hated the tax collectors.
可是税吏也是犹太人呐、啊。
However, the tax collector is also Jewish.
有的良心发现受到责备啊，到圣殿跟神悔改。
And sometimes because of their conscience, they will go to the temple and repent.
啊，主耶稣说这边法利赛人哦，在祷告哦，啊，自言自语啦。
And Jesus said that the Pharisee is praying to himself.
哎，他祷告只有他自己听啊，神没在听。
Because he's not praying to God.
他都在讲哦，我多好，你看我多守规矩。
He's praising himself.
哎。啊，那把这些优点都讲给自己听。
And he's emphasizing his strength.
啊，然后看到哎，税吏站在那边。
And then he will compare himself to the tax collector.
就拿来比较。
And compare to himself.
神啊，你看到了哦，你看那个税吏，我多好啊，跟他比起来哦，我多完美啊。
So God, did you see the tax collector? I'm so perfect, and he's a sinner.
哎，就主耶稣说他自言自语啦。
And that's why God says he prayed about himself.
哎，他祷告的只有他自己在听，神都不听了。
And his prayer is not answered by God.
完了，那个税吏谦卑悔改，向神认罪。
On the other hand, the tax collector he was humble and repent.
哎，主耶稣却称赞他的祷告。
Therefore, Jesus praised his prayer.
啊，所以这个也可以让我们啊、哦、做一个参考。
So this is a reminder for all of us.
哎，我们跟神祈求。
When we are praying to God.
哎，我们单纯嘛，把自己的事跟神讲。
We simply just tell God what we need.
哎，不必拿人做比较。
We do not have to compare to others.
更不要把责任都推给别人。
And we should not blame others.
这样才能够蒙神悦纳。
Only then will be pleasing in the eyes of God.
那第三点，保罗提到感谢。
The third point Paul talks about was thanksgiving.
这感谢也是很重要的一点。
Thanksgiving is also very important.
跟我们是不是能够蒙恩也有很大的关系。
And it's also related to whether we'll receive a blessing or not.
我们跟神祷告，我们还没得到。
When we pray and our prayer is still not answered.
我们先感谢。
But we should give thanksgiving first.
那我们表示我们相信主耶稣有这个能力啊。
And that proves that we believe God has the power.
就像我们哦，有个事情，我们去拜托别人帮忙。
Just like if we need some help from others.
我们去会称赞他啊，你有这个能力可以帮我啊。
And we'll praise the person that he has the ability to help us.
那我们跟他祈求，我们将我们的事跟他讲啊。
And we will try to plead him to help us.
啊，将我准备的资料给他看呐、啊。
And we'll tell him what our problem is.
啊，那我们哦就交托给他啦。
And then we will entrust everything to him.
那你要走的时候你会说什么？
So what will you say before you leave?
你一定要办好。
You must do what I want.
你是求人家，你还命令人家干什么？
But you are giving a petition, therefore you cannot give orders.
你是不是说谢谢哦，谢谢你帮我，谢谢哦，是不是先感谢他
？Rather, you will first say thank you for helping me.
那还没替你办呢、啊，可是你就先给他谢谢了。
He still haven't helped you yet, but you already thanking him.
对神，我们更应该这样子。
Therefore, to God, we should behave in this way.
啊，感谢归荣耀给神。
We should give thanksgiving and glory to God.
在路加福音17章。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17,
11节到19节
verse 11 to 19,
这边记载有十个长大麻风的。
There were 10 people with leprosy.
他们看到主耶稣经过那里。
When they saw Jesus passing by,
他们就呼叫主耶稣。
They cry out to Jesus.
主耶稣怜悯他们。
Please have mercy on us.
要他们去给祭司查看。
And they went to the priest to see if they were
cleansed.
And we can see that all these 10 people, they have faith.
主耶稣没有按手，没有为他们祷告，他们听到主耶稣说去给祭司查看，他们就去了。
Jesus did not pray or lay hands for them, but when Jesus told them to go to the priest, they went.
结果有这个信心，有这个行为。
They have this kind of faith and action.
去的时候就好了。
Therefore, when they went to the priest, they were cleansed.
结果后来只有一个人回来，大声归荣耀给神。However,
only one came back and gave glory to God.
16节又提到，他又匍匐在耶稣面前感谢他。Verse
16 says he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
主耶稣说，不是有十个人吗？怎么只有这一个人回来荣耀神、感谢神呢？But
Jesus asked, were they not all 10 cleansed? How come only one found out and returned?
其他九个在哪里？
So where are the rest of them?
我们看19节。
Let's read 19.
路加福音17章19节。
Luke 17 verse 19.
就对那人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你了。
He said to him, Rise and go, your faith has met you well.
那九个人不能领受主耶稣这一句话。
All those 9 people could not receive this statement from Jesus.
只是肉体得到平安。
They received their healing.
没有真的得到救恩。But
they did not receive the salvation.
所以我们看这个感谢是不是跟我们得救有关系啊？
That's why thanksgiving is related to salvation.
诗篇50篇的23节。
Psalms 50 verse 23.
说以感谢献上为祭的。
We should offer our sacrifices of thanksgiving.
那又走在神的正路里面。
And also walk in the righteous path of God.
一定能够得到神的救恩啊。
Then we'll receive the salvation of God.
所以这个感谢，在我们祷告里面也是占了一个很重要的一个部分。
So thanksgiving plays an important part in our prayer.
并且是我们一个信仰，一个很重要的一个态度。
And it's also a correct attitude in our belief.
我们能够心怀感恩。
We'll always have a thanksgiving heart.
我们相信凡事都有神的美意。
And we believe that everything has the good will of God.
那我们心里面才会平静啊。
Then we'll have a peacefulness in our heart.
我们有一位谢顺道长老。
We have an elder Xie.
这位谢顺道长老， 他在年轻的时候。
When elder Xie was young.
刚出来当传道。
He was a preacher.
有一天去一个教会里面灵恩布道会。
Once he went to a church and there was spiritual convocation.
要去之前呢，因为坐车不小心，手指头给这个车门压伤了。
However, he was not careful enough. He hurt himself while closing the door of the car.
所以在布道会的时候，这个手就包一包。
So during the evangelical service, he wrapped up his finger that was injured.
然后第一天布道会完。
So after the first evangelical service,
当地有个老姐妹,
there was an old sister in the church.
大家都忘记她的名字。
Everybody forgets her name.
可是呢，大家都称呼她感谢主的。
But everybody calls her the sister of thanksgiving.
因为她老是就是感谢主，感谢主这样挂在嘴边呢。
Because she always says thanks to God, thanks to God.
那聚完会之后，她就来这个谢长老前面了。
So after the service, she came to Elder Xie.
传道啊，你手怎么样了？
And she asked, Preacher, what's wrong with your finger?
被车门夹到了。
And the elder replied, I was injured by the door of the car.
感谢主，被车门夹到了。
And the sister says, Thank God, you're injured by the car.
谢长老想说，我被车门夹到，我受伤了，你还感谢主？
And elder Xie thought to himself, I was injured, and you still thank God.
我这只手指受伤，如果今天是整个手掌受伤，怎么样？怎么办？
But you should think it's only a finger that's injured, not the whole hand.
谢长老就问他，如果是整个手掌受伤的话，那怎么办？
So Elder Xie asked his sister, So what would you say if my whole hand is injured?
他是说，感谢主啦，你整只手还在呀。
But the sister replied, I'll still thank God because your whole hand is still present.
那如果今天受伤的更严重，我这样子绑着，这样吊着来，怎么办？
So Elder Xie asked, What if my whole arm is injured today?
感谢主啦，你还活着啊。
But the sister replied, I'll still thank God because you're still alive.
你还可以上台讲道啊。
And you can still preach in the pulpit.
谢长老想一想，对齁。
Then Elder Xie thought to himself, This is actually correct.
我们常常受点伤，主耶稣为什么没看顾我？
Sometimes we have a small injury and we murmur against God.
可是圣经说，我们要凡事感谢啊。
But the Bible tells us we have to give thanks to God
帖撒罗尼迦前书那边讲的。
Let's turn to Thessalonians.
我们凡事感谢。
We have to give thanks to God always.
凡事感谢，我们心里就能够得到平静。
If we always give thanks, then we will have peace in our heart.
所以在后来大概在十几年前呢。
So about 10 some years ago.
谢长老有一次呢，要去一个教会里面举开讲习会。
Elder Sid was conducting a seminar in a particular church.
结果在半路上，他坐车子出了车祸。
And he had an accident on his way.
被送到医院去。
And he was brought to the hospital.
那一次更严重。
And at that time it was pretty serious.
一只手一只脚断掉了。
And his arm and leg was broken.
然后到医院呢，我们知道骨折就必须用石膏给他包起来嘛。
And therefore he has to went through some surgery.
然后就一只手一只脚这样吊着。
And therefore it was not convenient for him to move around.
起先也是心里很忧伤啊。
And he was very sorrow in his heart at first.
我是要去做圣工呢。
I was trying to work for the Lord.
为什么会发生意外？
Why do I meet with this accident?
而且这次蛮严重的，一只手一只脚骨折断掉。
And it's quite serious this time because I have a broken arm and leg.
躺在医院要吊起来。
And I have to lie in the bed of the hospital.
本来是越想越伤心。
And therefore he felt very sorrowful.
后来想到他年轻的时候跟那位感谢主的姐妹那一段对话。
But then he remembered the conversation with his sister.
后来想一想，对啊，感谢主啊。
I should give thanks to God.
我还活着啊。
I'm still alive.
活着就有希望啊。
As long as I'm alive, I have hope.
为什么要继续伤心下去呢？
So why should I be in sorrow?
神还让我活着啊。
God still give me life.
我好起来，我就可以继续做工啊。
And when I recover, I can still work for the Lord.
就开始就发出感谢的祷告。
And then he was able to pray with thanksgiving.
很奇妙，越感谢越喜乐。
So as he prayed with thanksgiving, he felt the joy in his heart.
很多信徒听到谢长老发生事情，跑到医院去看他。
And many members went to visit him in the hospital.
尤其一些比较年长的姐妹。
Especially those elderly sisters.
因为跟长老以前就认识啊。
Because they knew this elder long time ago.
一听到长老发生车祸，一到病房看到长老，哇，被吊着了。
And when they went to the hospital, they saw that he was in critical condition.
就开始哭。
So they began to weep.
还舍不得，还要伤好，怎么这样子啊？
And they say, Elder, why are you in such a critical condition?
那长老，他躺在床上一直笑。
But however, this elder was smiling in the bed.
没关系，还活着，感谢主，还活着。
He said, Thank God, I'm still alive. It's okay.
结果后来那就去看他的人都觉得不好意思。
So these members who went to visit him felt shameful.
你看长老又没怎么样啊，我们进去也一直开始一个哭。
The elder was so happy, and why should we be weeping?
那个情况真的是很一个强烈的对比哦。
And there was a great contradiction.
去看他的一直哭，躺在床上的病人一直笑，嘿嘿嘿，没关系，嘿嘿。
Because the one who was sick was smiling all the way.
后来大家反而从长老那边得到鼓励。
And all these members regained encouragement from this elder.
这是我在神学院的时候，谢长老见证给我们听的。
And this was the testimony my elder shared when I was in the theological seminar.
我想我们每个信靠基督的人应该都有这种体验才对。
I believe that each and every one of us should have this kind of experience.
我们如果有感谢的心。
If we have a heart of thanksgiving.
真的从神那边可以得到力量。
We can receive strength from God.
所以保罗说，我们有忧虑，我们就交托给神。
That's why Paul says, if we have any sorrow, we should entrust to God.
借着祷告、祈求跟感谢。
Through prayer, petition, and thanksgiving.
常常跟神有交通。
To commune with God always.
那我们会体验神意外的平安。
Then we will receive this peace from God.
我们看回来腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
第四章第七节。
Verse 7.
第四章第七节。
Philippians 4 verse 7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。这边说，我们如果有这样子跟神交通，我们就能够体验到这个意外的平安。
If we have this kind of communion with God, the peace of God will transcend all understanding.
并且是在基督耶稣里面得到保守。
And will also guard our hearts.
当然说，我们如果是妄求啊，我们为了贪心而这样祷告，是得不到的啦。
If we pray out of greed and not according to the will of God, we will not receive it.
我们不能满足欲望而跟人求，这个神不会答应我们。
If we pray to fulfill our own desires, God will not answer our prayer.
啊，我现在住的地方哦，比别人小。
If we say I'm living in a small place now.
哦，我一定要哦，要住哦，胜过别人的地方。
I want to live in a big house.
哎，我一定要开比别人名贵的车。
And I want to drive a good car.
哦。这样子哦，别人看到我都很羡慕，我才有平安喜乐。
And so that people will envy me, then I'll have peace and joy.
那个神不会垂听。
But God will not answer to this kind of prayer.
我们在基督耶稣里面得到保守。
What He will give us is to guard us in Christ Jesus.
这样我们才能够体验那个意外的平安。
So that we can experience this kind of peace.
我在九零年第一次到温哥华来。
1990 was the first time I came to Vancouver.
我记得那个时候十月。
It was in October.
哎，那很感谢神呐、啊！那回去之后啊，九一年我就结婚了。
And thank God after I went back, I got married in 1991.
来到温哥华啊，沾染啊一点啊，哎，这个好的气氛回去，哎，就结婚了啊。
And it's probably because I came here, and that's why I went back and could have this kind of blessing.
九一年五月。
So in the year 1991. In May.
那一年哦，又来温哥华度蜜月。
I came here again for honeymoon.
啊。
To go to theological seminar.
那去神学院报道，那我太太要住哪里呀、
啊、？And where would my wife stay when I was gone?
因为我当时哦，我是在台北教会里面哦，担任总干事的职务。
Because at that time, I was working in Taipei Church.
那在就住在教会里面了、啊。
And I was the person in church, therefore I live in the church.
那我去念神学院，那我太太要住哪里
？And when I went to study for the theological course, where would my wife stay？
所以就开始有这个忧虑了。
Therefore, I began to have this kind of sorrow.
那就跟神祷告啊。
And I pray to God.
就求神能够安排一个比较适合的环境。
So that He could provide us with a good environment.
因为我去念神学院之前，我太太已经怀孕。
Before I went to for the theological seminar, my wife was pregnant.
我就想说，那我不在啊，我不在啊，那我太太自己一个人住，哎，那有些地方就不方便了。
And I was worried that my wife has to stay by herself.
那她还要去医院定期做检查。
And she also have to go for regular checkup at hospital.
那还要来教会聚会。
And she also have to come to church for service.
那时候还有在上班。
And she was also working at that time.
我说找个比较适合的地点呢、啊。
Therefore, I have to find a convenient place for her.
她去检查来聚会去上班都方便的地方。
So that she could easily reach the places she needs to go.
找了找，想了想，那就是台北教会附近最方便。
And then I found out that if it's near Taipei Church, it will be the most convenient location.
因为他那时候在台湾大学医院里面做检查。
Because, she went for checkup in a hospital near that place.
那去上班，从台北教会附近有公车哈、哦，就一般就到了。
And there was also buses to bring her around.
那可是台北教会是在台北市的大概中心点呢。
And Taipei Church was also the central point of the city of Taipei.
那地方土地贵哦，房子也贵。
And that place, the houses there are very expensive.
那我还一个想法。
Therefore, I have another thought.
最好不要爬楼梯呀。
It's better for her not to climb the stairs.
能够住在一楼啊，就比较方便。
That is to stay in the first floor.
所以找了好久啊，都没有适合的。
But however, after some time, I still could not find a suitable place.
大部分都是因为价钱太高了。
Because the prices are very expensive.
所以我那个时候就想一想，跟我太太商量。
And therefore, I discussed with my wife.
那就只好请我太太先回她爸爸妈妈那边去住一阵子。
Therefore, I asked her to return to her family for a while.
因为我自己的家在台湾的南部啊。
Because my own family live in the southern part of Taiwan.
我太太那个时候还在台北有上班。
And my wife was working at the northern part of Taiwan.
可是如果她回到她自己的娘家去住的话,
so if she returned to her family,
那真的是要检查、要聚会、要工作，都很远，坐车要坐很久。
It's very far away from the hospital, the workplace, and the church.
可是一直找不到房子啊。
However, I could not find a house for her.
只好先做这样的安排。
And therefore, this is the arrangement I made.
不过我也把我的想法在祷告当中一直在跟神求。
However, I also pray to God.
能够有一个适当的地方。
So that I could find a convenient place.
那也把我想我要做的方法把神跟神讲。
And I also told God my needs.
如果神没有赐给我们这个房子，我就只好叫太太先回娘家住了。
If God would not grant my wish, then my wife has to return to her family.
可是在祷告当中也跟主耶稣求啊。
But in my prayer, I also pray to God.
主耶稣，如果这样子很不方便呢，很不方便呢。
It's very inconvenient if I have to do so.
可是一直等到快，眼看着九月就要快过去了，还是没消息啊。
I waited until September and there was still no good news.
就想说啊，要准备啊，准备叫太太搬回娘家去住了。
So I was getting ready to move my wife back to her family.
就在九月最后一个礼拜。
So the last week of September.
大概还剩下一个礼拜，我就要去神学院的时候。
It was about a week before I have to go to theological seminar.
有一天聚完会啊，一个姐妹来告诉我。
After service, one day a sister came to me.
江弟兄，你不是在找房子吗？
Brother John, aren't you looking for a place to stay?
我们教会后面，刚好有一间幼稚园，那它不营业了。
Behind the church, there's a kindergarten. They are closing down.
然后那个地主啊，他跟我们教会的负责人认识。
And the landlord. Lord knows the member of our church.
那他在问我们教会负责人说，你们教会有没有人要租啊？
And he's asking our board member whether someone wants to rent the house.
那我们可以找一些人一起去租啊。
And we could find people together and rent the house.
因为他原来是做幼稚园嘛。
Because it was a kindergarten before.
那一间一间的教室，我们可以把它改成这个房间啊。
And we could decorate the classrooms as bedrooms.
那我就先跟他去看一看。
Therefore, I went to check the place.
不错呢。
It was quite a nice place.
走路到教会只要5分钟了。It's
a walking distance of 5 minutes from church.
然后从那边要走路去坐车子，大概都5分钟、10分钟内就走到了。
And there were also bus stations nearby.
实在是很适合。
Therefore, it's a very suitable place.
所以我们就找了前前后大概找了总共10个弟兄姐妹。
So we gather together about 10 members.
都是从外地来到台北工作的。
They all came from different places to work in Taipei.
有的是在那边念书的。
And some were students.
那我跟我太太就租一间房间。
So me and my wife rented a room.
其他他们有的就弟兄就租一间，姐妹再租一间。
And then the brothers and sisters also rented separate rooms.
然后大家这样分摊下来，每个人。 这个钱就很少了。
And because we shared the house, therefore the expense was low.
并且那个房东很奇妙，特别减价半价租给我们。
And the landlord also gave us a discount.
在10年前那个地点哦。
10 years ago at that location.
大概是台币可以5万块到7万块了。
It's about NT$50,000.
可是那个地主只。 租给我们2万台币，25,000块。
But he only charged us about 20,000.
很奇妙，我们也没有跟他讲价，他就说你们家要用就25,000块。
So it was very wonderful because we did not discuss it with him the price.
那我们有10个人，一个人就只有负担台币2,500块。
And therefore each one of us have to only pay about 2,500.
所以每个人都负担得起。
And therefore, we are able to afford it.
那因为我要去念神学院。
And because I have to go for this theological course.
那个招呼我们一起去租房子那个姐妹。
And the sisters who invite us to live in this house.
她说你们两个，你们就算3,000块就好了。
She charged us $3,000 for two people.
那特别优待我们。
She gave us a special discount.
所以就这样子，在念神学院前一个礼拜。 就把这个住的问题给解决了。So
before I went to this theological seminar, the problem was solved.
真的，天父看顾我们的生活。
And this is how God takes care of our lives.
只要我们不放弃。
As long as we do not give up.
我们持续跟他祷告。
We continue to pray.
我们各种问题他都知道怎么帮我们解决啊。
Any kind of problem, he will solve it for us.
所以我们这样子有体验，就有喜乐啦。
So if we have this kind of experience, then we will have the joy.
相信我们有常常跟圣神交通的人，都会有这种体验。
I believe that if you always commune with God, then you will have this kind of experience.
我们祷告，我们相信神会垂听。
We pray and we believe that God will answer our prayers.
我们心里就坦然无惧。
Then we will not have fear in our hearts.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
14节
Verse 14.
中文圣经新约349面
First John chapter 5 verse 14.
14节我们若照他的旨意求求什么他就听我们这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心所以保罗说会在基督耶稣里面保守我们的心怀意念
And that is why Paul says that God will preserve us in Christ Jesus
约翰就在这边说我们祷告我们要能够知道神的旨意啊
And here John says that when we pray we have to know the will of God
我们知道神的旨意照他的旨意求
And we pray according to his will
我们这个不是妄求
Then we are not praying in vain
我们就相信神就会听我们你看
Then we believe that he hears us
我们常常说我们要听神的话
Sometimes we say that we have to listen to God's word
这边说变成神会听我们了
But here is the reverse God will listen to our prayers
所以是不是有平安呢
And that is why we will have peace
我们向他所存的是坦然无惧的心
Because we will not have fear in our heart
我们不是战战兢兢很害怕
We are not fearful
我们知道神是爱我们的
Because we know God loves us
因为我们知道他的旨意按照他的旨意去做去求
Because we know his will and we pray and do according to his will.
所以我们借着保罗他在圣经里面的教导。
So through the teaching of Paul in the Bible.
当在主里喜乐。
To rejoice in the Lord.
我们追求一颗谦让的心。
And we have to have a humble heart.
我们存着属灵的盼望。
And we have this spiritual hope.
在积极的做法上面。
So that we can be active.
我们能够祷告、祈求跟感谢来跟主交通。
We can pray and give petition and thanksgiving to God
保守在主的旨意里面
so that we can be preserved in the will of God
我们就能够体会意外的平安
then we'll receive this peace that's transcending the understanding
恩典主耶稣的怜悯跟我们同在
may God's grace and mercy be with you always
让我们能够得到他的喜乐跟满足
so that we can have peace and joy in our heart
我们一起来唱诗
let's sing hymn